This is a Montbold Christian Fellowship sermon podcast. We hope you find this message enjoyable and inspiring.
But as we came together to worship, there was a unity in the room. Because who knows, it says in Psalms, where there is unity, God commands a blessing. I believe that God is cleaning up his church. He doesn't want a church that has the religious spirit. Why? Because the religious spirit turns and says, it's about the rules. It's a relationship with the things. If I get up here with no shoes on, well, what's the pastor doing? And we start to criticize the pastor because I've got no shoes on. As I said before, you're thankful I'm not David. You can go back to Psalms 5 or go back and read him what he did when the presence of the Lord came into town. I will, Mel. But we get so caught up on the ways of doing things. For those of you wondering what it is, David danced in his jocks, all right? Yeah. We get so caught up on the ways of doing things, how it's done, how many songs we sing. We sing two, we do our things, we do that sort of stuff. We get upset when people use words that we don't necessarily like. But it's actually just their heart, someone expressing their heart. So rather than being able to see the heart, we see the words and we get offended. So many things get in and have stopped us. What's one of the things that people, I hear from people who want to come into the body of Christ is that I can't go in there because the roof's going to fall on my head. I don't know how many times someone said that to me. I usually reply, well, come and test the theory out. We need a good insurance claim anyway. And that usually lightens the mood for a moment. But we have this view of Christianity and of God that they're ready to smack us or they're ready to criticize us or they're judging us or they want us to look a certain way, sound a certain way before we can fit. Or if you don't have this gift, then you're not a good enough Christian. Heard that before? Most common one is around the gift of tongues. If you don't speak in tongues, then you mustn't be a good Christian. You haven't got enough faith, or maybe you're not even saved yet. I don't know where they found this in Scripture. Do I believe that tongues is a gift? Absolutely. Would I love everybody to have it? Yes, I would. But that's actually not up to me. It's up to God to give the gift because he's the gift giver. And if he chooses to give a different gift, then that's up to him because he's the giver and he knows what's best for me because he's my perfect father. But so often we pick try and we put things and we put legalism and those things. So God is cleaning his house. He's wanting us to get that. One of the things that Jason said that night, he said if there's the critical spirit in the room could actually divide the room quicker than if three witches were to walk in the door. Why? Because a critical spirit is someone that within someone who's actually already in the kingdom. So if I'm criticizing Pam or Pam's criticizing me, not that it would happen. I'm just picking on Pam because she's down the front. I love her dearly. There would be a divide. There would be something that would actually stop me from being able to fully connect with her heart or her heart with mine. And then it would actually end up affecting everybody because people see it. Whether they actually see it in person, they'll pick up it in the spirit. You walk in the room and go, oh, someone doesn't like somebody in here. Have you ever felt that? Cut the air like a knife. It's because there's something in the spiritual aspect that's not right. So if three witches to walk in the room, they're not in the kingdom. Whose kingdom is more powerful? Satan is sly. He wants to get in and he wants to do those things. And he's cleaning up church. He's cleaning up our hearts. Does it mean we don't challenge one another? No, but we do it in love. I love it that there's people in this place that will actually ring me during the week and actually go, and I mentioned a couple of weeks ago that someone rang me and went, oh, that when you said that, that wasn't quite right. There was something in there and I went away and I thought about it. And a couple of weeks ago, obviously, I repented of that because I did say some things that were a bit callous and careless from the platform. Because I never want to be careless with the Word of God or the position. But we need to rub up against each other. but not doing it from a place of criticism, or that's just because that's the way it's always been done, that's the way it has to be done. Sometimes those things can trip us up. Don't know why I went there, but anyway, I did. But I believe God is doing something really extraordinary on the earth, and he's wanting his church to be known for love and acceptance and loving people just as they are, with all their mess and all the chaos and all the things that are in their life. We get to belong before we behave. I love the story of the adulterous woman. She was dragged, caught in the act of adultery. This is in the end of Mark. Dragged out and made an example of in front of Jesus. The Pharisees who embody the religious spirit were wanting to catch Jesus out. And what was Jesus' response? I would love to know all the words he spoke or wrote in the ground that day. But do you think it might have been that he knew the law better than anyone else did anyway, so he just started to write down all the laws, all the things that they're broken, because it says the oldest to the youngest left. The oldest left first. The conviction of what Jesus wrote there in the dirt that day was enough for them to go, oh, I'm out. To the point that this woman, who was probably naked, because it was for the most embarrassment for the woman and also for Jesus, stood there and he was just looking at her and just said, so who condemns you? And he says, no one, Lord. The one who could have condemned her was Jesus. But he says, go and sin no more. Stop hanging out with the stuff that's going to bring you death. And start hanging out with life. So I'll get to the scripture that God placed on my heart, and then we're going to finish up. Thanks, Az. Ephesians chapter 2, 1 to 8. Once you were dead because of your disobedience and your many sins. You used to live in sin just as the rest of the world. So obeying the devil, the commander of the powers of the unseen world. He is the spirit at work in the hearts of those who refuse to obey God. Next slide, yep. All of us used to live this way, following the passionate desires and the inclinations of our sinful nature. By our very nature, we were subject to God's anger, just like everybody else. But God, I love that where you come to Scripture and it says, but God... Two of the most powerful words that we could ever utter. But God. So rich in mercy. He loved us so much. That even though we were dead because of our sins, he gave us life. And when he raised Christ from the dead, it is only by God's grace that you have been saved. Not one of us can earn it. For he raised us from the dead along with Christ and seated us in heavenly realms, because we are united with Christ. So God can point to us in all future ages as examples of the incredible wealth of his grace and kindness towards us, as shown in all he has done to us or for us, who are united with Christ Jesus. God saved you by his grace when you believed, and you can't take credit for this. It is a gift of God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things you have done. So none of us can boast in it, for we are God's masterpiece. Let that sink in. He created us anew, new creation in Christ, so we can do good things, the good things he planned for us so long ago. And then 2 Corinthians said, this meant anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old has gone and the new has come. Isn't it extraordinary? Not by works, so that no one can boast. It's the simple gospel message. It's easy. It's the simple act that we're about to go and experience at the end of our service in baptism. I was dead. I didn't know it. I thought all the things I was doing were going to bring me life. I was trying to find life in whatever it was. For some people it's drugs, for some people it's alcohol, some people it's going to sport, some people it's working 60 hours a week, some people it's in their identity as tradespeople, and some others it's in their identity in whatever it is. It doesn't matter. We'll look for it. And then Christ comes along and says, no, you get your identity in me. You're my child, fully adopted from the beginning of time, predestined to be my child. You're my masterpiece. And he doesn't just go and dust us off and clean us off and go, well, you be nice little minions down there on earth. No, he takes us and we're actually seated in heavenly realms. We have full access to the Father because of the Spirit living in us. Wow. Don't know about you, but that just messes me up and I love it to the absolute. I want my life till the day I die to be marked by this. Because it's extraordinary. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Thank you, Father, for everything you've done. And we now just turn our focus to celebrate what you're going to do in Kieran, Denny, and Riley and Gabriella's lives. And we thank you that they know you, that they have chosen to follow you. And we just stand together as a church family today to celebrate this moment too. So thankful. But Father, for every one of us, can you help us to have a revelation of what it means to be seated in heavenly places so that no matter what challenge we're facing, no matter what battle is ahead, that we actually see it through heaven's perspective and not through an earthly perspective. Help us to leave the dead man dead and live as Christ, the new creation, and actually operate that way. Forgive us, Father, for the times that we've forgotten, or we've got distracted, or we've taken our eyes off you. Thank you that you're faithful and just to forgive us of our sins, and you reinstate. You bring us back in so quickly. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. And please check out our website or come and visit us at Mombol Christian Fellowship.